So how many of you guys would say that you're patient? Raise your hand. That's probably pretty honest. None of the adults raised their hand, so that's good. Our readings today talk a lot about patience. And all of us have moments where we're impatient, right, for one reason or another. Mom and dad doesn't make decisions that we like, or maybe there's our birthdays are coming up and we're impatient, we're waiting for the holidays, you know, we just had Christmas, we get anxious, we get impatient. But I want to tell you a story. When I was a little kid, when I was impatient. So all the kids in the neighborhood that I was friends with could rollerblade. You guys, who can rollerblade? Okay, well, the moral of the story, I still can't. I'll tell you why. So everybody could rollerblade. The big thing was in the street to play hockey. So I'd always be around, kind of run around, but I wanted to join in and play. So I convinced my parents, oh, just get me rollerblades. Now, my parents knew me well enough to know that if I couldn't do something right away at that age, I usually didn't stick with it. And then they would spend money on stuff that would get wasted. But I convinced them to get rollerblades. Well, as you guys know, you don't learn how to rollerblade on the first or second day, right? It takes a lot of practice. Well, guess what? I don't rollerblade today. Well, I gave up on it. Those things ended up sitting in the basement for like years. And then we were cleaning out the basement. It was like 10 years later, and we happened to find them. I tell you that story because when we become impatient with God, our faith becomes like the rollerblades. They sit in the basement. We don't see them. They don't get used, collects dust, and it's wasted. Now, when we look to the first reading, we hear about Noah and the ark, right? So Noah, it says, 600 some years old, right? It's a long time. Now, we don't know if he was really that old, but the point is he waited a long time for the flood waters to go down so that they could come off the ark and they could start their new life. Instead of getting angry with God or saying mean things or giving up on God, he remained patient. And that's how we have to be. That's the example that we have to follow. And a lot of people ask me, you know, why doesn't God answer my prayers? Maybe you've wondered that. You know, why doesn't God answer my prayers? Or when he answers my prayers, you know, really, it doesn't look the way I want. And I'm going to quote someone here that you all know. And I'm going to embarrass her a little bit. But Mrs. Brown once said, God's delay is not God's denial. Remember? Yeah. And that stuck with me when she said that God's delay is not God's denial. Just because our prayers, whatever they may be, aren't answered exactly the way we want or when we want, that doesn't mean God is ignoring us or doesn't care about us. Just like with Noah. God cared about Noah, but God operates in his time because he knows best. Sometimes we think we know best, but that's not how it goes, right? God's a lot smarter and wiser than we are. And God is all good. So he'll never do anything to hurt us, even though a situation may not be the way we like. And there's a song. You guys know who Garth Brooks is? Some? The adults, I'm sure. Yeah, the adults know. But he's a country singer. I like country music. But he's got a song that's called Unanswered Prayers. And one of the stories he tells is he's married, his kids, beautiful family, he's happy. But he tells the story of when he ran into his high school sweetheart. This high school sweetheart was, at the time, as the song goes, when he was younger, he thought for sure this was going to be the girl that he would marry and spend the rest of his life with. And when that didn't happen, he was really bummed. And he was kind of frustrated with God that his prayer wasn't answered. But now, looking at his family and the wife that he has, he sings about how unanswered prayers are sometimes the best prayers. Because at the time in high school, he thought he knew best. This is the person I'm going to marry. This is what's best for me. But then as life turned out, he saw that God knew best. And something different was actually the better option. That makes sense? You guys follow that story? So sometimes the answer is no. You know, Noah wanted to get off that ark sooner. The blind man in the gospel wanted to see sooner than he did. Sometimes the answer is no. Or sometimes the answer is you gotta wait a little bit. And for us, you know, we want everything so instantaneously, right? Everything's quick and with technology and all that kind of stuff. But God doesn't operate that way. It's important to be patient with God, just as he's patient with us when we make mistakes. And look at the gospel. The blind man, when he was cured the first time, he couldn't see right away, could he? Saw these different figures and was kind of confused, didn't really know what he was seeing. But then Jesus laid hands on him again. He was patient. He didn't get angry with God. And then he could see clearly. So I think one of the lessons for us is the more that we can be patient with God, the more we can trust him that he does actually hear our prayers and will answer them in a way that's best for us, even if we don't think it's best for us. The more we can do that, the more clearly we can see. The more clearly we're going to recognize God in all the little daily events of life. You know, when someone's nice to us and lends us a hand, that's a moment of God's grace. When someone says hi to us walking down the hallway, gives us a high five, have fun at recess, all those little things that make us happy and are good, or the things that you do for others like that, all of those moments are experiences of God. And the more trust and patience we have with God, the more we can see him in all different aspects of life. And then the stronger our faith is going to be. Does that kind of make sense to you guys? You see how that follows? So let the story of Noah, let the story of the blind man, be a reason to have patience with God and be patient with your faith so your faith doesn't end up like my rollerblades sitting in the basement and then never being used and never having learned. Okay? Let your faith be important. Be patient with God and always know that no matter what his answer is to your prayers or how he answers your prayers, it's always what's best for you because he loves you more than any of us. He loves all of us more than any of us can ever imagine.